Live from the CBS studios in San Francisco, we begin tonight with a man who's lived with Parkinson's disease for over 20 years. Caught the ceremonial first pitch at the A's game today with his grandson on the mound. As KPXI's Don Lynn reports, it's a full circle moment for the family.
Before we get to the ceremonial first pitch at Sunday's A's ball game, let's backtrack a little bit.
A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is a story about the close bond between a father and son and the process of understanding Parkinson's disease and living with it.
I'm slower. I've got less energy. I've got a lot of pain.
Back in 1990, long before it was a popular idea, East Bay dad Dan Cochran suggested to son Robert they would visit all 30 baseball stadiums that summer. Well, they visited four and put the idea on hold. Fast forward to 2001, Dan was diagnosed with Parkinson's. The family had a lot of uncertainties, fears, and wasn't sure how much time Dan would have left. In 2004, son Robert decided they would finish their goal of visiting all 30 ballparks, starting with their favorite team, the Oakland A's.
It was 2 months of driving, about 350, 400 miles a day.
Road trip, 20,000 miles.
In the last 18 years, Robert, a filmmaker, has made three documentaries about their ballpark and Parkinson's journey to raise awareness and help people better understand the disease.
Let's go, Oakland. Come on, Jay.
On Sunday, they came back to where it all started.
It's a coming full circle. This
Dan's grandson, 13-year-old Giuseppe, will be throwing him the ceremonial first pitch.
Kind of like nerves, but kind of confident. I'm pretty, like, I practice at 60 feet.
There is no bounce, G. What's your mantra?
Straight to grandpa.
Straight to grandpa, that's right. Clear the mind, straight to grandpa.
My dad, Dan.
A meet and greet with A's president, Dave Cavill, the Athletics hosting Parkinson's disease awareness at the game. Then a few minutes of warm up between grandpa and grandson.
A little bit of nervousness?
No.
You're ready?
Yeah, ready.
Here we go. The 78-year-old wants people to know Parkinson's isn't a death sentence. You can live a productive life and accomplish everything you set your mind to, including catching the first pitch at an A's ball game.
Great toss. Great toss.
Dan and Robert started a nonprofit called Yes, an Exercise to help people living with Parkinson's to improve their quality of life.
One, two, three, strike, you're out.
In Oakland, I'm Dar Lynn, KPIX Fox.
So what is next? The Michael J. Fox Foundation invited the Cochran family to run in the Walt Disney World Marathon in January. Instead of doing a 5K run, Dan decided to do the full marathon, 26.2 miles, and he's got some working out to do before that run. Meantime, a live look right now at a candlelit vigil happening in San Lorenzo for Reinhardt Asuncion. He was shot and killed during a road rage shooting and vigil being held by Moms Demand Action. They want justice in the shooting and solutions to combat wider gun violence. KPIX5's Betty Yu is at the vigil and will have much more coming up tonight at 11. In Oakland, authorities are investigating its 94th homicide of the year. A man found dead at Concordia Park yesterday evening about 6 o'clock. He had gunshot wounds to the head and back. No suspect has been arrested. And in Hayward, a father and son were stabbed to death at a home on Lund Avenue. It happened just after 4 in the morning. Hayward police got a call about an altercation inside the home. Both men were pronounced dead at the scene. And a head-on collision on Highway 80 near Davis left 3 people dead, 2 injured early this morning. This happened near the Richards Boulevard on-ramp. A wrong-way driver struck an oncoming vehicle headed westbound. CHP is investigating whether or not alcohol played a role in that crash. And today, back in the immediate Bay Area, hundreds of people gathered at the Golden Gate Bridge to support protesters in Iran after the death of that 22-year-old woman in Iranian police custody. Demonstrators created a human chain stretching the span of the bridge, some showing their support with signs. Crowds also gathered at San Francisco's Union Square to support protests in Iran.
Breaking change in Iran by the people of Iran.
Many people holding the Iranian flag denounce the country's regime. It has been cracking down on demonstrators following a week of mass protest. Here in the Bay Area, people are standing up for the people of Iran and those who have lost their lives to violence.
As a 19-year-old, I want them to know that I am with them, and those 19-year-olds that were killed, I will promise to be their voice and speak out for them.
The 22-year-old woman died last week while in custody after the morality police accused her of not wearing her headscarf correctly. Iranian authorities say that the Iranian woman died of a heart attack, but her family says that she was healthy and badly beaten before dying at a hospital. Well, firefighters are mopping up hot spots from a three-alarm fire that tore through an East Oakland wood pallet warehouse last night. This happened near 98th and Pear Main Street at about 10:30. It was contained by 1 in the morning. No injuries, and they're still looking into what caused it. President Biden and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have both declared a state of emergency in Florida ahead of a likely strike by what will be Hurricane Ian. The storm is expected to explode in strength and become a Category 4 for a time in the next 2 days. Reporter Christian Benavides has the latest from Miami.
Floridians are filling sandbags, waiting in long lines for gas, and emptying grocery store shelves in preparation for Tropical Storm Ian.
Keep the water out of your place if it actually gets to that point. Better safe than sorry, bro.
All 67 counties in Florida are under a state of emergency as the National Hurricane Center keeps a close eye on the storm's projected track, which could change in the coming days.
From the Tampa Bay area all the way up to Escambia County along Florida's Gulf Coast, you could potentially see it make landfall in any of those places as of right now.
Ian is first expected to skirt past the Cayman Islands, and emergency officials are preparing for hurricane conditions.
We must prepare for the worst and absolutely pray and hope for the best.
Forecasters expect Ian will be a Category 3 hurricane by the time it hits the far western part of Cuba early Tuesday before slamming into Florida.
It's going to be pretty broad impacts throughout the state. You're going to have wind, you're going to have water. There could be flooding on the east coast of Florida as a result of this. It's a big storm.
Ian's expected to make landfall by midweek. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
The president of Portugal visiting the Bay Area. President de Sousa visited the San Jose Portuguese community this afternoon. The entourage had lunch with locals. They had live music and other entertainment. He's got other Bay Area cities on the agenda and will take part in a number of Portuguese community events over the next couple of days.